We're joined by one of the stars of the Bachelor franchise, even though he may want to distance himself. But that's how we know him. That's where we fell in love with him. Kieran Scott, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
And it's great to have you here. But we've got you here for different reasons, because we know that you are about to go in the ring, the boxing ring, Team Ellis Boxing. Now, that's where you work, isn't it?
Yep. There.
Presents Now or Never. Now, this is on the 24th of April. You'll not only see Kieran Stott as he stands here with us, we're going to talk it through, but also you're going to be joined by some other Bachelor stars.
Yep.
Tim.
Tim's
getting in there.
Jamie.
Is Jamie definitely getting in?
Jamie's definitely
Are we confident that he's ready to do this?
He's been training. He's been talking to me. He's getting ready.
Mate, you got to get Jamie and Tim to have a little fight with each other. That'd be so much
little
fun.
Loving.
Oh,
little
Jamie would never do that with Tim.
Tim would knock him straight out?
That would probably happen, but Jamie would just go in there and try and give him a cuddle.
Now, have you boxed before?
No. So when I first walked into the gym last year, they asked me to do, like, do you want to do one of these celebrity shows? And I went, yeah, all right, I'll give it a crack. And you had any boxing experience? I went, nah, not at all. So.
Jeez, yeah. You're looking fit.
But I think it is also important to point out the whole idea of this is taking on the trolls, because you guys have been battered by online trolls, and the initiative was, come on, step up there. Let's go in the ring.
Yeah, that was it. And then, so I did that like call-out video with Team Ellis, and I thought, oh, you know what? The trolls that have been trolling me will probably step up. That wasn't the case. I had all these professional fighters. And I was like, the video wasn't meant for you guys, but never mind. So, yeah, it was a bit of a different swing on it. I thought, Jesus, some pro's going to jump in the ring here and just absolutely spark me out, but that's not the case. So,
what is happening? Because there was a troll was going to take on, but they've pulled out, and you're going to box.
Yeah, Critty? So I'm going against Chrissy Black. He was on The Voice. Apparently, he's had quite a bit of boxing experience. He's a big lad as well. Like, it looks like he's a few kegs heavier than me, so he has to drop a few kilos, and I've got to come up some. So,
helmet?
How many kilos?
You're going to wear helmets?
Yeah, so we have to wear head guards, because it's an amateur event.
Yeah.
So we got amateur head guards and gloves and whatnot.
Three rounds,
yeah. Oh, so it'd be
3x3 or 3x2 minute?
I'm pretty sure 3x2s, yeah.
Yeah. 6 minutes.
I think it's going to be one round about 10 seconds. Yeah. That bloke looks massive. Now, mate, are you single now?
Yeah, I'm still single.
Single?
Yeah.
How's everything got? Like, in terms of, as the backlash dropped, because last year you, in Bachelor in Paradise, that was not a fun experience.
No.
It was fun to watch.
Well, it was one of my highlights in terms of viewing. It was unbelievable. And still, to date, my favourite moment is Jamie and Tim's love affair. Like, that was just incredible.
Yeah, that was probably the best love story to come out of Bachelor in Paradise.
But how's the backlash? Can you now walk around? Do people still call out? Are you getting any abuse?
Yeah, still people, you know, will jump behind their phones and give you a bit of stick. I was at some event down in Geelong, and then one of my mates who was on the show, she messaged me and sent me a screenshot saying, oh, this person said they saw you there, they're going to bash you. And
I went, thanks.
Well, they're not.
Step in the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you had anyone slid into your DMs, like Angie Kent? Has she been?
Nah, she's definitely not sliding into my DMs.
Nothing anymore?
Nah, not anymore.
That grin, I don't know about that grin.
Is it hard to date after you've been on a show like that?
I don't know. I'm not really looking to date anyone.
Well, that's good.
I'm just
that's
doing
healthy.
My own thing. Yeah.
Just looking after yourself, working out.
Punch someone.
In the boxing ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good times. Are you looking forward to it? Are you scared at all?
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous. Like, you're getting in a ring and, you know, it's only at the end of the day, it's just you and the man who's standing across the corner from you that are going to go toe-to-toe. And people think, oh, you know, you got head guards or whatever. It's soft. So, dude, people still get knocked out with head guards on.
Yeah. What's your go-to? Like uppercut, you got your right hook, left hook. What's your 1-2 jab?
Liverpool kiss.
Liverpool, what, nothing.
The Manchester kiss.
After sneaking a little low blow if he's a bit big, you know what I mean?
Would you do, obviously with the COVID, it's a bit hard to be doing Bachelor in Paradise this year, but if it comes back as a bit of an all-star again, would you jump in?
Nah, to be fair, I wouldn't do it. I'll stick to the boxing and working. I'm enjoying, you know, a normal lifestyle, which is good.
Imagine him coming in as an intruder. just walking in going, oh,
I think everyone would just flick the screens off if I
I think the money will talk one day, Kieran. They'll want to see you back. But
he changed his tune quick then, didn't he?
Well, I mean, if it's a big bag in it, you're not going to say no.
Secure it.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on this. So this is if you want to see Kieran Stott in the ring, 24th of April, check out Kieran's Instagram for more details. That's how you can get around it.
Well. Oh, beautiful. Oh, wow. He's got cash in it.
Hey, mate, you might be lucky. They've got some shirts in there from Team Ellis.
They've got the training schedule.
So if you want to come and down to the training schedule.
Can we come and see Jamie train?
All three of you are welcome to come down, train in the gym whenever you want.
Well, you're around boxing a lot. I've got a Monobine, Benny, who all he wants to be is a ring announcer. And he said his thing is going to be, his big catchphrase will be, "It's about to go down."
Oh, I kind of like it.
You're right.
I don't mind it.
He's going to be wrapped.